This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world. Our scripture for today, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And our Kingdom Kids just finished singing a song that's very appropriate with the message that we have on today. We just thank God for that. God has been so good. He's so good to us. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 is our scripture text for this morning. And it reads, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." One more time. "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." Amen. Our subject, it all works out for me. Amen. It all works out for me. Let us pray. God, our creator, sustainer, redeemer, one who loves us and cares for us so much, we come humbly before you right now in the precious name of Jesus. God, thank you for this opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. Now, God, have your way in us and through us. God, even if it was not our intention to hearing a word from you on today, speak to us anyhow. Let your word come within our minds, our hearts. Let us receive what you have for us. And then let us go and do the work you've called us to do for such a time as this. Bless us now, God, that we can bless others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. I have a friend, a brother, fraternity brother, who's also a pastor. His name is Travis Green. And he has a song out for some time now. They went to the top of the charts, and you know, it goes like, that's in it. It says, "All things are working for my good, because he's intentional, never failing. I know that all things are working for my good." Yeah, he's intentional, never failing. Wow. You know, life itself can be difficult. Things happen. And many times, we don't know why. Sometimes it just seems like life is not fair. We ask the question, how come bad things happen to good people? And how come good things happen to bad people? Sometimes we lose sleep wondering, did I make the right choice in life? Was that the right decision? What if I had done it another way, a different way? What if I had done something else the other way and not the way I decided? And what about all those people who did their best to keep you from making the mistakes you've made? Yeah, you know the crowd that says, after you fail, "I told you so." Or, "I tried to tell you, but you're just so hard-headed." To be honest, it's not really so important what happens in your life as to how you respond to what happens in your life. Things will go wrong in life. Bad things will happen in your life. Bad things will happen in the life of your family. But you don't have to worry. You don't have to fret or complain when you truly love God. You have an assurance that will keep God bless and comfort you. Things will happen in life. You can't be protected from that. As much as we like to protect our children and others from bad things happening and make sure that all the right decisions are made, life will just be life. Even Jesus said, in this world you shall have tribulation. So seeing that we are all seeking to do God's will, even though we have to experience the hardships, trials, and tribulations of life, let's look at how it all works out for me. It all works out first for those who love God. Yeah, Romans 8:28 says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. I used to read this passage and think, maybe when I read the King James, I used to think that it was saying all things will work out for the good. And now when I thought about that is, I thought if you're Christian, all the stuff that happened in your life, it would kind of come out in the wash. It's going to work out for the good of the world, or to work out for the good of the church, or to work out good for your whole family. You know, no matter what it was, it's just going to kind of work its way out for the world, no matter what you go through. But when you look at it closely and you look at this text, it's not saying it's going to work out for the good of everybody. It says if you love God, it works out for your good. It works out for my good. My good. Yeah, it works out. Yeah, my good. Not just the overall good, but for my good. Those who love God. What am I saying? You don't have to worry about, be concerned about your past, what's happened in the past, what happened in the present. You ain't got to stay up all night long worrying about what's going to happen in the future. It's working out for your good. Yeah. I want you to say that. It's working out for my good. Type that. Those online, type that in the comments. It's working out for my good. Yeah, I need y'all to say that one more time. And this time, say it like you almost believe it. All right? Say, it's working out for my good. All right, now look at your neighbor, didn't say anything, and look him in the eye and say, listen, I don't know about you, but it's working out for my good. Something you're going through right now, something you've been through, something you've been worried about, something you've been losing sleep about, something that's been bothering you, something that somebody, something that's happened in your life, and you need to know right now today, no matter what it is, how it is, it's working out for your good. Well, why is working out for your good? Because I love God. Yeah, because you love God. One scripture says, I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither enter into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Amen. If you love God, God is saying, if you love me, you got this. I got this. All things are working out for your good. All things. What I always wondered, what do we mean by all things? Who can tell me what all things? And when he says all things will work out for your good, what are all things? So what is it that we're fretting about? What is it we're worried about? What is it we're frustrated about? What is we fussing about? What is we so concerned about? Then we know that all things. See, the issue is we have to make sure that we meet the first qualification is that we love God. Because if you love God, all things work together for good. Second. Second point is, the why reason all things work together is for your good is second because it's for those who are called. Yeah. Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. Yeah. I know what you're thinking. You say, oh, he threw a curve in there to me. I love God, but now he said, I got to be called also. Well, understand this. It's not a separate qualification. If you love God, you have been called to minister. I got to help with that there. If you love God, you have been called to ministry. All right, let me help you, because somebody said, I ain't got that yet. They go hand in hand. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. If you love God, you are called to be active in Christian ministry. Amen. I'm going to say it again. If you love God, see, this is what I love about God. God lets you know where you are with him. Let me put it another way. If you're on your way to hell, you know it. Oh, let me put it another way. All right. Let me put it another way. If you're on your way to heaven, you know it. Amen. All right, let me do it another way. If you're not sure that you're saved, you're not. Because being saved means that you believe that Jesus died for your sins, rose from the grave. You confess that before him. You have a desire to live. I'm talking about being perfect. No. I'm talking about being saved. Amen. That's by belief. But if you believe that, and you trust that it happened, then you love God. You're loving the Lord because of what he's already done for you. Amen. You love him. So you can't just say, I love him and do nothing. In faith, you say you love him. But faith without works is dead. I'm trying to push us to understand that God is calling us to be in ministry because of the fact that we love him. We do the things we do because the love of Christ compels us. You love God and you got the I can't help it. You got to help somebody. You care about somebody dying and ending up in hell. You care enough to say something to them that they will come to know the Lord as their savior. You'll say something to them to help them have a better life. Not that you're condemning them, but that because you love them. Well, you're saying, well, Pastor, you said I got to love God. You ain't saying about loving them. I'm glad you said that. John 14, 15 says, Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Amen. Somebody said, oh, he got me right there. He got me right there. Because now he's saying to me, I have to do all them commandments. And somebody's saying, I don't even know what all the commandments are. You know, thou shall not steal, thou shall not kill. I don't know what all the commandments are. So now you're just doing there, if Jesus, if you love me, you keep my commandments. Oh, you got me there because I don't even know all the commandments. But let me help you with that. Jesus said he came to not destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. So what did Jesus do? Jesus said, let me simplify it for you. Let me make it real simple for you. Let me get it in a way so you understand. John 13, 34. Jesus says, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. Just because you say, well, I love him. I love everybody. But listen, he said, love one another just as I have loved you. So also are you to love one another. We know that be the great commandment. You talking about what is the greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. So he broke it down to us that we have to love. So you don't have to go and study the whole Bible, study all the Old Testament to find out what all the commandments are. The commandment is for us to love. You have been commanded and called to a ministry of love. If you're saved, you're called, hallelujah, to a ministry of love. And when you call to a ministry of love, whatever it is, all things work together for good. Lord, I thank you. It's working out. It's working out. It's working out. It's working out. Listen, God has called you to a ministry that will literally help other folk. And by you helping other folk, you're going to end up helping yourself. Amen. That's how it works out for your good. You might have been walking past folk and not talking to folk or whatever else. The Holy Spirit say, speak to them. Holy Spirit said, be kind to them. You know, because the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience, all that. So he's telling us those are things we ought to be doing when the Holy Spirit lives in us. And when we do that, you'll be doing what the Holy Spirit is saying for you to do. They'll give God the praise, the honor, and the glory because they're not going to thank you for anything. They don't like you. They don't care about you. They don't concern about you. But they'll give God praise when you've been able to help them with whatever need they had. We're talking about we have a ministry of meeting needs. And we're meeting needs because we love folk. We're meeting needs not because we're commanded to meet needs. We're meeting needs because we love folk, but we are commanded to love. It's working out. Whatever it is, y'all got to understand that. Whatever it is, some folks sitting right here, right now, been mad, left home mad about some situation. But you need to know even that is working out for your good if, in fact, you love God. And the way you love God is you're going to love other folk the way that the Lord loves you. Isn't it amazing how we want God to love us? And we want God to forgive us of all our unrighteousness. But we walk around mad at everybody else and won't forgive them for the stuff they've done. He said, love me as I love you. How many of y'all want God to love y'all in such a way that he says, I ain't speaking to you no more? God said, I love you, but I ain't speaking to you no more. I ain't giving you another dime, but I love you. What kind of love is that? God is opening us up to understanding his word and trusting him enough to do what he's called us to do so he could get glory. Not about us getting glory, so he could get glory. Folk who can't stand you know you can't stand them. But if God leads you to be kind, to be loving, to share with them in such a way that you haven't done it before, if God leads you to do that, you can say, to God be the glory. It was not me, it was God. And they will know it was God also. Okay, y'all say, move on, Pastor. Amen. It all works out for me. Why? Lastly, because it's for his purpose. Yeah, Romans 8, 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. It's working out for your good and my good because it's his purpose. In other words, it pleases him. God loves us and he works it out for our good because he starts and finishes with working it out for you and for me. That's God's intention from the very beginning, to work it out, whatever it is. It's his desire to work it out for our good. Do you realize that God has a plan for your life? Let me say it again. God has a plan for your life. I know you have a plan. I know you have a plan. You've been planning and planning, you know. Well, some folk don't have a plan, you know. But not having a plan, that's a plan also. Yeah. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. But whatever our plans are, know that God has a plan for you. Take time out to spend time with God because God has, he has gifted you and has given you a plan for your life. All right. Know this the fact. Know the fact God has a plan for you. Know that and trust God. Well, what do you mean? Know that, trust God. Jeremiah chapter 29. Verse 11 and 12, God speaks. Says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil. To give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me and I will hear you. Now God said this to the children of Israel when they were in exile. But he said to them, even though they were in a bad predicament, he had a plan for them for the future. And many of us are still looking for the plan that God has for us in the future. We okay now. We good now. We all right now. But God still has a plan for us for the future. Even in the midst of what you're going through right now. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for your life. Yeah. I said it from God has a plan for my life. Y'all need to say it with me. God has a plan for my life. Yeah, type it in. God has a plan for my life. I know you have a plan, and others might have a plan. Your family might have a plan. But when you know that the creator and sustainer, the redeemer of life, has a plan for your life, you need to say, Lord, what's that plan? Let me get on board. And that plan deals with you being called to do the work he's called you to do. Amen. Know that. Know that's a fact. Know that and trust God. Proverbs 3:5 says this to us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, not part, all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Don't think you're so smart that you like the advertisement that Ford had some years ago. It said Ford has a better idea. That's the years ago. That was Ford's slogan. But I want you to understand, we don't have a better idea than God. No, we're not like Burger King either. We could just have it your way. You really got to trust God and know how much God loves and cares for you, and you trust the plan he has for you. Trust what he's doing in your life, because you're doing the things that he wants you to do that he can get glory. Our job is to love him and trust him and do the work he's called us to do. We may not understand how God does what he does when he does it, but we can still trust him. I got to say it again. We may not understand how God does what he does when he does it, but we can still trust him. Lord, I trust you. No matter the situation, the circumstance, no matter what I'm going through right now, Lord, I trust you. I trust you. I know you will make a way out of no way. I know you are a bridge over troubled waters. I know you got my front. I know you got my back. I know with you, God, no weapon formed against me will prosper. God, I know that it's all about you, God. Whatever you say, I'm trusting and leaning and depending upon you, God. Not what I think, not how I'm trying to figure it out. I'm not depending on the government. I'm not depending on anybody else. I'm depending on you, God. Have your way, God. Might not make sense right now, but our God, our job is to love him and trust him. We want to make sense out of it right now. We don't really understand, but there's a hymn that helps us, written by Charles Albert Tinley. It says, we are tossed and driven on a restless sea of time, somber skies and howling tempests. Off succeed a bright sunshine in that land of perfect day. When the mists are rolled away, we will understand it better. Bye bye. We are often destitute of the things that life demands. Want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. We are trusting in the Lord and according to his word. We will understand it better by and by. Trials dog on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God will lead us to that blessed promised land. But he guides us with his eye, and we'll follow till we die, for we'll understand it better by and by. Last verse says, temptations, hidden snares. I'm doing it again. Temptations, hidden snares, often take us unaware, and our hearts are made to bleed for a thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the tests, when we've tried to do our best. But we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, all the saints of God are gathered home. We will tell the story how we overcome, because we'll understand it better by and by. Even though we don't understand it yet, we know that God loves us. I said, even though we don't understand it yet, how it's going to work out, when he's going to work it out, what he's going to do, we know that God loves us. I dare you to ask me. I dare you to ask me, Pastor, how you know? How do we know that God loves us? Oh, I dare you to ask me. How do we thank you? I thought you'd never ask. We know that he loves us because he sent his son through 40 and two generations who came to this earth and went about doing good. We've sinned. We've come short. We deserve to have eternal damnation. But God loved us so much that he sent his son who came and lived on this earth, went about doing good. Even though they talked about him, ridiculed him, did call him everything but a child of God. Jesus walked on this earth to be an example for us on how we ought to live, how we ought to give, how we ought to forgive, how we ought to be what he wants us to be. He was our example before they took him up to Golgotha's hill and put nails in his hands and nails in his feet with a crown of thorns on his head. And on the cross, because he loves me so much, on the cross because he loves you so much, the Bible says he died. He died. The Bible says while we were yet sinners, while we still were messing up, while we still haven't gotten it right, why we didn't know to say, Lord, I need you in my life. The Bible says he died. But the story doesn't stop there. They placed him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there all night Friday. Stayed there all day Saturday. Stayed there all night Saturday night. It looked like all hope was gone. It looked like this was the end. The one who said he was, that he is. The one who said he had power, here he is in the grave. He is dead. We've lost our hope. We've lost our peace. We've lost everything. It looks like all we have is tribulation. It looks like this is the end when it was late on Saturday night. But I want you to know, early came. And early on that Sunday morning, he got up with all power. Power over the grave. Victory over death. He ascended into heaven. Sent back the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Who guides us, who directs us, who lets us know not just everything will be all right. He lets us know everything is all right because he's God all by himself. He's God all by himself. He'll make a way in your life. He'll get you through the hard time. He'll get you through the difficult time. He'll get you through the mountain. He'll be with you in the valley. Somebody ought to say, Lord, I thank you. We could do the work he wants us to do. He doesn't live in us, so we can sit back, kick our heels up, and wait for heaven to come. Oh, my, no, my brother. Oh, no, my sister. It's not one of those things where you just sit back and say, Lord, I'm just waiting to die. I know you died for my sins. I just want to stay in a comfortable place. I'm not going to do anything. I ain't going to do no work. I'm just waiting on you to come. But he's saying, if you know, and you know that you know, and you show that you know, that I'm coming back again, there's work for you to do right now. Because some man, some woman, some boy, some girl need the Lord in their life. You got to let your light shine. Because somebody down in the valley trying to get home, you got to let your light shine. Not just on Sunday morning. But you gotta let your light shine all day Sunday, all day Monday, all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, all day Friday, all night Friday night, all day Saturday, all night Saturday night, and even early on Sunday morning. Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do in my life. I am encouraged that I'm going to run on and see what the end will be. I'm going to run on and do what you want me to do. I'm going to fight on because you need me in this army. I'm in your army, God. I'm going to fight like you want me to fight. I'm going to do what you want me to do because everything, I said everything, I said everything is working out for your good to God. Be the glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody ought to tell them thank you. I don't care what you're going through. Tell them thank you. I don't care what you've been through.
Just tell them thank you. I don't know what you're about to go through. Just tell them thank you. Because it's working out. It's working out. It's working out. It's working out for your good. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead. Take time to praise them. Let them know that you know everything is going to be all right because it's all right right now. Say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. There are those right now. There are those right now who can't understand why you're excited about it working out for your good. There are those who don't understand. They're not connected. May not know who God is. But the great thing today is, it's not too late. Whoever you are, wherever you are, online, in the building, it's not too late to say, Lord, yes, I admit I've sinned, I've come short, I've messed up. I haven't been everything I ought to be. God, I know that a bunch of stuff happened in my life, I brought it on myself. But God, I believe right now, even that can work out for my good. Because I want to love you with all my heart, all my soul, all my might. I want to love you, God. Today, you can come into a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. It's a simple prayer we pray. We're praying that we admit that we've sinned and come short. We're praying. The Word of God says, if you shall confess your mouth to the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God is raised from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. It's not up to me. It's not anybody else. It's between you and the Lord. So we'll pray a prayer. If you believe the words of this prayer as we pray it, you can be saved right now if you're not saved. It's a prayer that we want to pray if you don't know God. You can pray right now. Say, Father God, I have sinned. I have not been all I should be. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you, God, for saving me right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, you're online, please type the word saved. If you're in the building and not only accepting Christ, to be a disciple of Christ, but you would like to be a member of First African Baptist Church, we extend you an invitation. Won't you come? Give us your hand as you give God your heart. Won't you come? Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, Givelify. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.